like the Hall of Fame game theme music? They can't possibly have it. What is, Josh, what is this?
This is Thursday Night Football from 8 years ago, apparently.
Ah, what network?
The NFL Network Thursday Night Football from 8 years ago, I guess.
All right. Well, hey, there's Thursday Night Football tonight, the Hall of Fame game. Before we get to Joe's Hall of Fame game.
Hall of Fame game.
Because we got a Hall of Fame game. By the way, tonight's game is on NBC and Peacock.
Okay.
8 o'clock. Welcome to Where's the Game? Season.
Yeah.
Before we get to that, I want to read you a quote about the Steelers.
Okay.
Because I love the Steelers.
I mean, I
in a way of like,
well, go ahead.
I need the Steelers to continue to exist the way that they currently do for the rest of my life. Mark Caboli has a Steelers report. He's a Steelers correspondent for the Pat McAfee Show. And also, he's been on the beat for the Steelers since 2002.
Okay.
All right. As part of his report, 10 observations from training camp.
Okay.
Quote, the Steelers hinted on the day they acquired Jonnu Smith that they were going to use him at fullback. Hold on. We're not done. I'm just getting started.
Arthur Smith's already cooking. He's got the Dolphins' leading receiver at fullback. Okay.
Well, they weren't lying. During a team period, the Steelers had a four tight end set, with Smith playing the role of the fullback. Hayward was at fullback for a couple of reps.
Casey Hayward?
I think it's Cam Hayward.
Cam Hayward.
He was at fullback for a couple of reps. So that sure seems like a wrinkle that Arthur Smith is looking at during camp. So the Steelers this year are, at least in training camp, rocking four tight end sets with a defensive tackle in the backfield.
How are they?
And that's just the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life. It's incredible.
How are they fitting four tight ends and a defensive tackle all at the same time?
I guess he's listed as a tight. Think of him like a tight end.
Okay. But even in these other instances, they have four. They're basically running goal line offense.
Yeah. Yep, during a team period.
Arthur Smith football.
Freiermuth, right, Jonnu Smith. Oh, Connor Hayward, sorry.
Connor Hayward.
They're not going to use Cam Hayward. They're going to use Connor Hayward. All right. That's less cool.
But that's a tight end.
They also do have Darnell Washington. Don't forget him. He was like the monster tight end.
Yes.
So four.
Huge guy. Georgia, right?
Four tight end set for the Steelers there at camp. You know what? It was way cooler when it was Cam Hayward. I thought it was Cam Hayward, but it's Connor Hayward.
It's still ridiculous. This is why having Jonnu Smith in fantasy and seeing him getting traded to the Steelers with Arthur Smith is like, well, there goes that. Not starting him this year.
All right, before we
get to use him a fullback.
Before we get to your game, which Bills player do we want to see score an offensive touchdown this year? Who is it?
Josh Allen.
You're saying Josh Allen will score a defensive touchdown?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
He's out there for like a Hail Mary and he returns it.
Which Bills player do we want to see score a touchdown? Hand off to
Deion Dawkins.
Vrabel used to catch touchdowns, right?
Yeah. Look,
no, defensive players, not offensive. Need a defensive player.
Okay, I thought you just meant like anybody out of the ordinary.
I don't know. There's not really a great candidate.
Who on defense?
Like Kyle Williams scored a touchdown. How many Bills defensive players have scored offensive touchdowns?
Kyle Williams has. I think I've looked this up before. I think there's a couple that have scored it on offense. That's the problem. You got to have a guy out there playing out of position. So, like, has a linebacker ever done it or a lineman? Who's the best for this for the Bills? Like, is Ed Oliver an answer here? Like,
he'd have a good touchdown celebration.
You know, it'd be great. It would be Tre'Davious White somehow doing it.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that looks like. He's playing wide receiver. I don't know. You don't want to put Bosa out there, I'm assuming. Greg Rousseau is really tall. Can I just put him like out there and he just like holds his arms up in the air and nobody can reach him and he looks like a big kid out there playing with little kids? That could work.
All right, I'm ready for the Hall of Fame game.
All right, so the last time the Bills were in the Hall of Fame game was 11 years ago. They played the New York Giants. They lost that game.
I remember.
17-13.
They lost it late, and I remember because Doug Marrone was really mad about it. So mad.
That sounds like Doug Marrone.
That we came in the next day saying, like, I can't believe he's that mad about it.
Right.
That a player that won't ever play for him got beat by a player that won't ever play for the Giants. And he was so mad.
Yeah.
Was that his second year as coach? Yes. Not his first year?
Must have been. Yeah.
Because,
yeah, second year.
Because in his first year, he was, you know, kind of nice. In his second year, he was just mad all the time.
Yeah.
And that started in the preseason.
Right.
So, okay. They lose to the Giants. He got mad.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for the Hall of Fame game.
I am asking you for, in that game, the Bills, two leading passers, because they were pretty close, their leading rusher, and their leading receiver in the game. I'll help you out a little bit. I'm willing to give you four lifelines on this.
Okay.
Your lifelines are, you can only use each one once.
What?
Jersey number.
There's too many rules.
It's just, you get to ask for each player.
Like, I don't like
jersey number, college, career totals, or initials. You get to use each. It's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
That's it? There's no other clues about who led the.
Those are the only clues you get.
What kind of game is this?
You gotta make it somewhat challenging.
All right. So,
2014.
I've got to come up with.
Hall of Fame game. They're two leading. You might not even need them.
Leading passer.
Two leading passers, their leading rusher, and their leading receiver.
Leading rusher and leading receiver.
Yep.
And I get four lifelines?
Yeah.
Initials?
Career totals.
Career totals.
The college they went to.
I mean, career totals is never not going to ever be a useful lifeline.
Or jersey number. I think in this game it could be. It definitely could be.
What a terrible. I mean, all right. So, leading passer. Leading passer. That's going to be. So it's EJ. EJ's here. EJ. When EJ's here, who's he competing with? By the end, it's Castle and Tyrod.
That's at the end.
I know, at the end. At the beginning, right. He's competing with Kevin Cobb,
right.
Who did play a preseason and got hurt against Washington. Did Cobb play in this game?
Cobb is the year before.
Is Jabron Hamden still here? Is that at all possible?
That's
far back.
Isn't that like 2002?
Yeah.
Jabron Hamden?
Two leading passers. What kind of question is this?
Because they have like the same number. They're like neck and neck.
Like Matt Sims?
Nope.
Who on earth?
You've got your four lifelines if you want to use them.
Sure. Give me. I don't want to.
For their leading passer?
I only get to use each lifeline once?
Yes.
This game.
You can use all four. Go ahead. You want them?
Give me initials. Initials of a leading passer.
All right. TL.
TL.
Oh, my. It was TL.
Trevor Lawrence.
Not Trevor Lawrence.
No, not Trevor Lawrence.
It's not Trevor Lawrence.
Todd. No. Tim. Tim Lewis.
You want to move on to the college?
Sure.
Duke.
Should I know this?
I mean, you're a Syracuse fan.
What does that have to do with anything?
You hate Duke. You should know the players on Duke. Although it's
on the Duke football team?
Yeah. Syracuse and Duke don't hate each other in football?
No. Neither one's good enough.
Right.
No idea. Jersey. I'm just going to go to the chat.
Jersey number?
Chat.
Ready?
Thad Lewis.
That was not a lifeline that was given. The chat.
Thad Lewis.
Should be the last line of defense is the chat. The chat's going to know it.
I should have got Thad Lewis. Chris Brown screaming at me, Thad Lewis.
You should have.
That's on me.
You should have.
All right. The next
number nine, would you have gotten it if I had given you the jersey number? That was what next was.
All right. Next quarterback that tied him in passing initials.
Yep. JT.
College?
Washington State.
I mean, it's just the problem with a game like this is you say JT and I'm like, Joe Thornton. Like, just your brain just fires off players with the initials that they have. Justin Thomas, the golfer.
But you would clearly move right on from Joe Thornton.
Right, of course. I'm just telling you, like, it's tough because my brain starts flooding information at me. Like, no,
yeah,
not,
you're
not.
You're thinking of people with the initials JT instead of Bills quarterbacks.
Right, it's like not those people.
All right, well, let's move on, and I'll give you the jersey number. Actually, I'll give you the career totals for this guy. He went 0-1 as a Bills starter. Career totals, 26 of 59, 309 yards, one touchdown, three interceptions.
In his career.
In his regular season career.
Man, I'm really losing my fastballs here to not get these random drought.
Jersey number eight.
Oh, JT's going to be Jeff Toole.
Jeff Toole.
Yeah, okay.
Toole time.
Jeff Toole. Leading rusher. Last time the Bills were in the Hall of Fame game.
Yep.
College.
Kansas State.
Ooh. Where did Shaud Williams go to college?
No, you're off on the time.
I know. He went to Alabama.
Sean Williams, 2003, 2004.
Fine. What's the difference between 10 and 20 years ago? Initials on this running back.
10 years, I believe, is the answer.
That's right. The math checks out. Initials on this guy?
BB.
BB.
I'll give you a bonus clue here. He is most remembered.
Bryce Brown.
Okay, there you go.
Bryce Brown.
Was it something about me saying most remembered that led you there?
For fumbling into the end zone against the Chiefs.
I was just going to say his most famous play was a fumble. And then finally, the leading receiver.
Okay, initials?
R.W.
Robert Woods,
there you go. Most accomplished of the four.
I dominated this game.
You needed a lot of hints. You didn't get Thad Lewis.
Yeah, we got a break. I didn't get Thad Lewis. That's correct. All right, that was the Hall of Fame game. Hope you enjoyed it. Jeremy and Joe. Sal coming up at 8 o'clock with the latest on Maxwell Harrison. We think Benjamin Solek's going to roll through at some point as well from ESPN. Special teams coordinator Chris Tabor and Steve Tasker still to come live from St. John Fisher here on WGR.